It is time for us to check sports, and we'll do just that. We'll start off with some scores. We'll start off with the NFL. And last night it was, that's right, Monday Night Football, MNF. Monday Night Football. And the Ravens took apart the Saints 27-13. 27-13 last night. In other football news, Odell Beckham looks like he's narrowed his list to four teams that he would like to play for. He held a little conference yesterday and said the following quote, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's Green Bay, the Cowboys, or a reunion with the Giants, I want this to be my last, not saying I only get three or four left, but these next three or four years into something where I can buy a home like I can call this place home. I'm tired of living out of two-week suitcases. I've done that for a long time. I've done the rock and roll lifestyle. So, I think I would welcome him back to the Giants. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but I can tell you, I would welcome him back. Absolutely. He makes them a contender almost instantaneously. I know he's got some injuries, but bring him back. The fans want him back. Bring him back. We'll see what happens, though. All right, let us take a look at what happened last night in the NBA. All right? The local action that we saw in the NBA. The Knicks over the Timberwolves, 120-107. The Celtics over the Grizzlies, 109-108. The Nets fell to the Mavericks, 96-94. 96-94. So, when you take a look at the NBA standings in the Eastern Conference, the team with the best record, the Bucks, 9-1. Now the Knicks right now are 5-5, and they are in the top 8, so that means they'd be in the playoffs. It's a little early for that. The Nets are 4-7. Oof. 4-7. All right, let's go from the hardwood to the ice and see what local teams played last night. The Bruins over the Blues, 4-1. Pardon me, 3-1. The Islanders over the Flames, 4-3. Coming up today, the Islanders and Rangers meet. The Devils take on the Flames. And we'll see. That's it for today. That's it for today in the NBA. Now, taking a look at the National Hockey League standings, Bruins just got off to a great start this year. They're 11-2. They lead the Atlantic Division. The division, the Rangers and Islanders are in, is the Metropolitan Division. The Devils surprisingly lead that division with a 9-3 record. The Rangers have a 6-4 record. The Islanders have an 8-5 record. So that's the NBA and NHL all together. All right, Major League Baseball announced the finalists for their four major end-of-the-season awards, Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year, Cy Young Award, and Most Valuable Player. The winners of each league will be announced next week, starting at 6 p.m. on Major League Baseball Network. All right. Monday the 14th, they'll announce the Rookies of the Year. Tuesday, the Managers of the Year. Wednesday, the Cy Young Award. And Thursday, the MVP Award. AL MVP Award, Yordan Alvarez from the Astros, Aaron Judge from the Yankees, Shohei Ohtani from the Angels. The National League MVP Award, Paul Goldschmidt from the Cardinals, Nolan Arendo from the Cardinals, Manny Machado from the Padres. The Cy Young Award in the American League, Dylan Cease, White Sox, Alec Manoah from the Blue Jays, Justin Verlander from the Astros. The National League Cy Young Award, Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins, Max Fried from the Braves, Julio Urias from the Dodgers. AL Rookie of the Year, Sean Kwan from the Guardians, Julio Rodriguez from the Mariners, Adley Rutschman from the Orioles. NL Rookie of the Year, Brendan Donovan of the Cardinals, Michael Harris II of the Braves, Spencer Strider of the Braves, and AL Manager of the Year, Terry Francona, the Guardians, Brandon Hyde, the Orioles, Scott Cervais, the Mariners. It's between, as far as I'm concerned, Brandon Hyde from the Orioles and Terry Francona from the Guardians. NL Manager of the Year, they can nominate all the people they want. It's going to be Dusty Baker. Dave Roberts from the Dodgers, Buck Showalter from the Mets, Brian Snitker from the Braves. And Dusty's not there? Holy smokes. Well, if he's not there, I would give it to Buck Showalter of the Mets. All right. Well, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.